The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We are here under your grace. We are here under your face. These 3 days, oh God, beholding you, trusting you for mercy, trusting you for that which you want to do to be achieved in us, to be actualized in us, Lord Jesus. We are here waiting and longing and standing in our, the Lord Jesus, let your face shine upon us, even through them, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless us, my Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we say a big amen? Hallelujah. The feast of charity. And one thing is, we need to understand God is not joking. And He meant this business. It's not just charity. It's called the what? The feast of charity. And the feast of charity is a feast of abundance. It's not just that you have it. That's when that he was teaching us, he was mentioning that scripture that says, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. So it means holding. Holding means it's not just what you, it's not hold the mystery of the faith. It's holding. You will keep using it and it will become you. So feast of charity is celebrated among a people that if you have not subscribed to that life, to that nature, you are strange. Why? It has become a life. Hallelujah. It has become our life. When Colossians says, and when Christ, who is our life. So in this season, God wants to raise a people whereby Christ is their life. And when they are saying that, they are not just trying to quote scripture. And when Christ, who is our life. So a feast of charity is a feast where Christ is our life. And when we say Christ, everybody who is born again knows what it means that we are in Christ now. I've given my life to Christ. What we are talking about now is not about you give your life to Christ. We are talking about Christ as a wisdom, Christ as a law, Christ as nature, Christ as fruits. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because everybody have a sense that I am a believer in Christ. So what are you talking about again? We are saying that Christ in your spirit is not yet your life. Hallelujah. Until Christ is formed in your soul. That is when Christ has become your life. Why? Because if Christ is only in your spirit and is not in your soul, it means something else is in your soul. It means something else is reigning in your soul. The seat of reign is in your soul. And that is why Paul was saying, I labor, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again. So you are once born again, hallelujah, but there is a birth that will take a lot of travail. Hallelujah. There is a birth that will do what? take a lot of traveling for Christ to be formed in a man is more than being born again. It's another higher level of being born again. So he's saying, I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you. In you means in your soul. So when Christ is formed in your soul, then something is happening to you already. You have taken the nature of Christ, who is the Son of God. Hallelujah. I want us to see a scripture today. James chapter 5 verse 7. Now read this together. Can we read this together? One, two, go. Be patient therefore, brethren. Who are the people that should be patient? Unto what? He now said what? Behold. The what? The husbandman. Does what? Waited for the what? Say precious fruits. I love that word. Precious fruits of the earth. There is something about the earth that for a long time has not yielded to the husbandman. And the husbandman is waiting patiently. It's a long waiting. He said he waited for the precious fruit of the earth. And what? And at what? Long patience for it. Until what? He receives. Say precious fruit of the earth. So to raise precious fruit that the husbandman can take. Who is the husbandman? The husbandman, Jesus Christ was saying, I am the true vine, and my Father is the what? So there is, see this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the what? Husbandman. Is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he does what? And every branch that what? That beareth fruits. He what? That what? So, to raise precious fruit of the earth is a delight to the heart of the husbandman. He waits. Why? Because he knows to raise precious fruit takes time. And I am sensing in this generation again, you know, if you look at church history, you will realize that this thing has not been achieved for a long time in church. That you have baptized in the Holy Ghost does not mean you are yielding fruit to God. Yes, our speaking in tongue, our Holy Ghost life is not these fruits. Why? Because there is a fruit that the Father can take. And then says, this is precious. Why is it precious? It went through process of time. We have not seen earth for a long time. Earth is about being born. You know, it's natural first, then spiritual. Give me that scripture. Natural first. Then what? We have not even seen natural. Not to talk of spiritual. Because when you look at that thing that daddy was breaking down yesterday, you will see earthly, you will see carnal, then you will see devilish. Isn't it? So men are devilish. Men has gone past earthly. Man is no longer earthly. There is no natural man. So the bringing in of the mystery of Christ is to restore nature. Oh my God. Is to do what? So it is not natural for you to see a lady and what you think of is sex. So a lady has become a box of sex. It was not always like that. Adam and Eve was in the garden. They were both naked. And they did not think, he was not thinking fornicating with Eve. Hallelujah. God is restoring again a people that will give unto God precious fruit of the earth. He said, how be it? Take me back to that scripture. How be it? That was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterwards, that which is what? Spiritual. So don't talk spiritual if you have not come into the natural estate. In fact, God was saying, he said, man lives the natural use of the woman. So there is a natural use. Then he was talking about without natural affection. So for you to see your brother and shake hands, you know they used to say, shake hands, greet warmly. It's natural. But devil has, oh my God, we are no longer natural. We are no longer carnal. There is devil that will make you not to be able to shake somebody and stay and let your hand stay there. Hallelujah. I said in this season, it will be our company lifestyle. Not to just be concerned about yourself. Huh? Not to be concerned about yourself alone. Unmerciful. Oh my God. Now let's go back to that in the last days. That perilous time. That perilous time. Let's see it. God is watching us in this season. He's bringing us into a new state of mindset. He's a mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. He said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be what? Lovers of their own selves. So all these things are not natural. They are not natural. Covetous. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful. You know, you see Jesus. Jesus subjects himself. Oh my God. They looked for Jesus for 3 days and they found him in the temple. And the parent asked, how did you do this to us? And Jesus Christ answered them, how is it? He didn't say, why did you look for me? Why are you looking for me? That's not what he said. If he said, why are you looking for me? That's not natural. It's not natural. He said, how did you look for me? How did you trouble yourself for 3 days? By now you should know where I am. And you should know where I should be. And he subject himself. Hallelujah. And you did not hear anything again until he was 30. So, you know, God's servant was saying something. And for the first time, I saw it when he was preaching in Lagos. Okay. So it means that house that he subject himself onto was the program the church is supposed to achieve. You can't attend to precious fruit of the earth if you don't subject yourself onto the house called the church. Say, Christ is the womb. That we produce precious, you know, fruit. Fruit is a newborn baby. They call it the fruit of the womb. So there is a womb that can produce that fruit. And the father is waiting to see that fruit come out to take that fruit. So if we don't yield ourselves to the dealing of the church, forget fruits. Ezekiel 36. We are in a very serious time because there is a demand upon us. God is demanding something that I am demanding this from us as a. I know that it's not just for the single. God is just using this platform to reach out to everybody. To reach out to everybody. Husband, wife, servant, master, boss, everybody. There is a need for us. He said in verse 26, in verse 24, let's see verse 24. Verse 24, he said something there. He said, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all. Say all. All countries. All country is what turned us and turned us from being carnal to being devilish. Why? Because there is a place we should be. When we are no longer there, we are something else. Hallelujah. Then he now said something. He says, yes, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Can you say a big amen? When he brings us into our land, there is something he wants to do in that land. He wants to purify us from all our filthiness. We are filthy. You know why? Why we are not precious is impurities. You know, Sunday, you were telling me in Lagos that the highest character of God is 24. It's 24. It is 99.9% pure. It's 24. So, when you get 20 carat or you get maybe other, it means the meaning is that you are not yet pure. So what they call pure heart is a process of turning and firing and removing impurities. Because a precious gold is a gold that has no impurity. So when they say the trial of your faith is to make you get to a point where your faith and the product of the faith is without infirmity, without impurity. And he says, and ye shall be clean. So you can be clean. Actually, we all can be clean. In fact, that you are clean is the beginning of the project. Many are not clean. Sexually, we are not healthy. In relationship, we are not healthy. In everything, that you are not even fornicating does not mean you are sexually healthy. There are many things in us that is out of place. But there is a promise. I will bring you to a land where I will do cleansing. Cleansing, cleansing. So the reason for church is a house of cleansing. This generation want to connect online. They want to have online pastor. They want to have online church. I tell you, God is saying, do you want to be clean? There is no proxy fire. There is no way you can purify your gold with an online fire. I don't know what I'm saying. You must look for the fire and put your gold inside. Hallelujah. So that was the reason why God was telling Moab. He said, Moab, let's see that place. Moab, there's something about you. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 11. Glory to God. Can we read it? I want to go. Moab. At being at ease from his what? I believe strongly that the season of our singleness is to attain to Christ. No wonder Christ was 30. So, if we don't attain to 30, it does not mean that anything has happened. But in the right order of life, you should not be 40, 50 and still be looking for how to attain to Christ. In fact, you should not marry. We should not give you wife. Why? Because the most romantic man is Christ. No. Imagine your husband, long suffering, not easily provoked, meek. My wife's like, I cannot even say that about me now. Now, what kind of romantic husband are you really looking for? Actually, what you are really looking for is Christ. I was telling somebody, he was complaining that my husband, you know, we should talk more about things husband should do. That the other one is natural for the woman to just open herself up naturally. I said, beautiful. I said, that's true. That when your husband does the things he should do. But I said, you see that thing you want your husband to do that will make you to now give yourself and everything. I said, that thing. You say, when you see your husband sleeping in church, do you wake him? It does not look like it will affect your bed. When they are praying and your husband is... It does not look like... To you, he's tired. But that is where they make romantic husband. When you see a man that plays with doctrine, can never be, if he's romantic, he's a false romance, he's selfish, he's self-centered. There's something he's looking for from you, he wants to rob you. Yes. Look at charity. Charity suffereth long. It's kind. He does not think he's, look at just imagine your husband does not think about himself. Does not behave himself unseemly. Not vaunting, it's not puffed up. Seeketh not her own. It's not easily pro. Think your husband does not think evil. What kind of husband is that? So God is saying that I want to begin to raise our single brothers like this. And not just our single brothers, our single sisters. Imagine you marry a wife like this. So take me back. The same. So I just wonder what youth. In the days of your youth, you are at ease. Your youthful days is not a day to be at ease. It's a day, it's a time to bear your burden, to bear your yoke. Why you are saying, and what is your yoke? Your yoke is become Christ. No other yoke. Daddy said it, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will do what? So that first rest is Christ's rest. When you labor, I want to shishe. So there is a shishe, a toy that we have been used to, that sin, our country has given us. But God is saying, come, you have been at ease in your youth. So when you see a youth, when they pray, it doesn't pray. When they say service time, it does never come. When they say read the scripture, when they say what is the mystery of Christ, even in knowledge, precept, you are lazy. It means that something is happening to you. Look at it. And he had settled on his lees and had not been what? Emptied. Say emptied. Our impurities will not go until they empty us from one vessel to what? To another vessel. Neither has it gone. Say gone. Your captivity is... What is your captivity? Your captivity is the dealing of Christ. So many of you come from a rich house. You are, and the way you position yourself, nobody roughen you because of your background. That was saying, they will touch everything. At a point in time in your life, it's only okra they will be giving you. Okra, okra. And you are from, you can buy chicken. Nobody is punishing you. It's say captivity. They have to throw you into captivity. They have to arrange circumstances around you that is not palatable. So when they say live with brethren, and in the place where you are living, there is a whole lot of dealing. You that you wake up anytime you like, they wake you by four. Pa, 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 pa. Ah! You cry. There is something that Christ should do to you. When you save your life, you will lose it. You will lose it. Anyone that saves his life. You see, when you want to package in church, I want to come to church as a very good brother, you are not utilizing the space called church for your bettings. It's called precious fruit of the earth. There is something that makes you precious. They throw you into captivity. Captivity is for your saving. You must love it. You must love to be trained. You must love to be under. You must love to be corrected. You must love to go through service, labor, service. You know that thing sister, that sister was doing? It's captivity. Therefore, if you refuse to, what will happen? His taste remained in him, and his sense is not changed. Oh my God, I am trusting God in this season. Our sense will change. So how they change your scent is not by you buying a new perfume and spraying yourself, your scent in the spirit is as a product of your offerings. How you are being turned. What as they are turning you, you are producing something. Your nature is changing. You are changing. When you cry, nobody enter captivity and is smiling. Nobody. Nobody is inside captivity and is smiling. There is something they want to do because we have been formed in a manner. There is a way we have been formed against the will of God. Every man you see is a wrong formation. Every forget how beautiful and handsome you are. You are already wrong by the way you are framed. None is righteous. No, not one. But you see, they will train you and take you through a process that they will break that formation. They will break you, break you, break you, break you, break you. And something new will begin to come out. So except a corn of wheat falls, your death is your captivity. You will abide alone. He said his scent remained in him. You will abide alone. But if he falls and die and he breaks, when you check it, nothing is there. He breaks completely. You are not trying to reserve your life and you are promising, don't worry. Let me just give these people 2 years. Let me just give them 3 years. You are still not getting it. It's not about 1 year. It's not about 6 months. It's about, did you really die?
Turn the cake, turn the cake, turn the cake. Aziga barando fakata pastor. Ominai, avi Christi, man de Christi, a fostin, your mind, your thought, your being, your taste, your taste, your taste, become Christ. Turn the cake. Abila fresh temina, undone cake. Don't be an undone cake. Arena.
Let's have it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The smell, the aroma, the fragrance of a dying man changes from face to face as he progresses in death. As you journey in the path of dying to flesh, dying to self, dying to your ambition, dying and embracing the will of God, your aroma changes, your fragrance changes, your nature becomes more apparent in the spirit. For that is the way we identify men. That is the way spirits are identified. Every spirit bears its own aroma, its own aura. There's an aura of Christ. There is an aura of Christ. That aura is known in the spirit. That aura is very prominent in the spirit. And we want it to become prominent amongst men. Christ is an aura. Christ is an aroma. Christ is an ointment that is compounded with a strange wisdom that sin and death cannot handle. Christ is an aura, is a perfume, is a fragrance that is compounded by the Spirit of Christ. And a man can wear this aroma, can carry this aura when you engage the captivity of dying to flesh, of dying to self, of dying to your will, and resurrecting in newness of life, you bear a nature that cannot be ignored in the spirit.
I said this nature, will you bear it? God is waiting for us, for our smell to change. Many of us, we have been wearing one smell since we are born. We have not changed smell. We have not, because we are intact. Nothing shakes us. Nothing moves you. Nothing ruffles you. It is the way you want it that it is done. Nobody trouble you. Nobody dare trouble you. But God is saying, I want to trouble you because I want to change your smell. Hallelujah. So Christ is a program that he has designed. There is a program that has been designed to change us into something that, you see, when God, you know, when God looks at that fruit, his eyes cannot leave it. So when you hear there is a land that God's eyes is on from the, give me that scripture, from the beginning of the year, who are the people in that land? So there are some prayers that you activate. There are some promises you activate when you are Christ. So I know that we have come into a season also. Some promises will come not because we prayed for them. Some things will naturally respond, not because you fasted for them, but because you have unlocked that level. When you play a game, you gain coin to open another level for you. And in that level, they will say, if you can attain this level, they will give you double barrel. They will give you some ammunition. They will give you, if you can just attain this level. How many of you used to play a game very well? You used to play a game, it's okay. And if you don't play, no problem. You play something too. Yeah. Hallelujah. So when you play, and you attain, they open it for you. There are some promises that is tied to Christ. Like you enter some office and they give you official car, they give you a house, they give you steward, they give you driver because of your office. So also some scriptures in the Bible is tied to the office of Christ. When you attend to Christ, those things follow you automatically. You don't need to pray for them. So he's telling them, he said, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. Because everybody in that land, they are precious. They have found grace in the wilderness. They have found grace in the wilderness to go through the tutelage of wilderness and to be born. So when they say, husbandman is waiting. He's waiting to receive precious fruit. In the fruit is seed. Fruit has two things. It has bread and seed. Isn't it? So the seed is what they move into this land. So for a long time, the father's land has been emptied. He has never had fruit in his land. Maybe the last time he had it was in the days of Peter. Was in the days when Bible was written. Eh? But in this season, God's land is going to be filled again. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. So you don't pray, God, care for me. God, no. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always, say always. When you hear Jesus telling the disciples, go, I am with you. I am with you always. I am with you always. Those guys are not ordinary men anymore. Some people, if you have ordinary court, heaven is concerned about that court. They want to know, why is that court there? Ordinary headache, they know your headache is not ordinary headache. Some people, when they say, I am having headache, run quickly and pray. Because the headache for them is not ordinary. Everybody has headache now. But their own headache is assault. Why? There is a place where you are planted. And there is something. There is God's eyes always on you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. God says, I want to move you there. And everybody should be in this land. If it's not precious, will your eyes stay on it? But do you know that there are degrees of being precious? There is more precious. There is most precious. A man will be more precious than fine gold. So it means fine gold is a level. It's precious. Then there is a stone. Most precious. God does not take anything that is not precious in his sight. So precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So if you deny God your captivity, you are denying God that precious thing he want to get from you. So there are some people that when God looks like at them, he's seen their conversation on earth. He's seen. So it's not, you are not crying every day in the sight of God, God, please, God, help me to get. No, no, no. You are rejoicing every day. So when Paul was telling those people, he said, rejoice. And I say to you again, I say, rejoice for your light affliction. Your light affliction. So it means you can be on earth and you are daily rejoicing. There is a land that God has brought us into, and that land must yield an increase. I'm not hearing you say amen. I say that land must yield a what? Increase to God. That land must yield an increase to God. Let's go back to that Ezekiel. Let's see that place. And then I will go to Ephesians quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit. And I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you what? An heart of flesh. Then what would happen? And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and what? And do them. Uh-huh. And ye shall what? Dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will what? So when you say a charity man is somebody who have successfully become God's people. Because it's God's people that will appear in that land. In the land that has been sworn to the fathers. It is these people that will appear there. So, in this season, Paul was now saying to them in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of what? Of Jesus Christ. For you what? For you Gentiles. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you what? Ah, can we read together? Once ago, how that what? I'm not hearing you. In few words, whereby when ye read, ye may what? My knowledge. So you can understand the knowledge of the mystery. You can know the knowledge and not understand the knowledge. What does it mean to read? When you use computer so much, there are some movies you collect and you are happy, you want to go and couch on your bed in the night and you want to go and be watching it. You have planned, you have taken your water beside yourself, you have put your earpiece. You know, there's a way you make yourself comfortable when you want to do some things. You just realize that your phone is not playing that version. You will do You will try. You will have to look for good Play Store and download the app that can read it. So to read is not just I am reading book. It's to understand that code. In this season, God wants to have men that are reading Christ. Why? You should read. It is those who have understanding that can read. Not just those who have knowledge. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to do what? To do what? To understand doctrine. So you can have knowledge and not have understanding. So they are not celebrating feast of knowledge. Feast of charity is the feast of understanding. Men that can read the life, that can extray the life, that understood the life. Why? Because it has been written also in them. Because they will first write, and then you will now read. You can't read until they write. It is what they have written that you can now read. So they had to first write the mystery in us for us to be able to read it. So in that book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, hallelujah. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we assume letters of epistle of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Then ye are what? Our epistles. Written. Where? God wants to write Christ in our hearts and in our mind. He now said what? Known. Known and what? So you can know and not be able to read yet. You will first know, have the knowledge, then you will read, because it must be precept upon precept. So if you are just coming around and you are wondering, what are they talking about? God needs to enroll you into the school of precepts. You have to go back and take messages and begin to understand it. Begin to hear it. Hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. And then in a matter of time, the understanding of the life will come to you, because precept must be upon precept, and then precept upon precept. Then what we come now, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. So understanding is line. So Paul is looking for those who can read. If you read, you can understand my. So you are not just trying to get my knowledge. There is something my knowledge is to communicate to you. My knowledge is to communicate a life to you, where you also can say, Christ is now my life. You can now read the conversation, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Yes, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written, can you say, written not with ink. So it must be written first, but with what? The Spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stones, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Hallelujah. So in this season, our heart will begin to understand this mystery. The truth of the matter is that when you understand it, it's no longer a mystery. Anything you understand is no longer what? When they are still they teach you the knowledge of the mystery for you to come into the understanding of the mystery. So when you understand it, it becomes your life. It becomes you. So charity is a nature, is a being. You are not struggling. A man does not do charity and is crying. It is the people that will be crying on your behalf. No, you don't cry. Because it's your normal. When you drink water, do you cry? No, you don't. You drink water because it's natural with you. So also, a time will come when Christ's life will be natural with us. You will forgive. Say, forgiving as Christ. You know, yesterday we said it, forgiving. People will be wondering, to put Gemini, they will be sorrowing for you, but you are not seeing it because you have passed it. You are not seeing, you mean you forgive that kind of person? What did he really do, Zef? It's not a big deal. Those who are saying, they can't read that life. Their system is shutting down. When they want to read it, it will say, this file is not supported by this device. I'm praying that henceforth you will begin to live a life that others will be wondering. So nobody can come into charity if you have not been taught. It's not possible. Your system can't read it. A lock, a hang. One place it will hang. But we are saying in this season, when you impute the file in us, it will read it easily. It will not be stressful for us to forgive. It won't be stressful for us to see our sister to be kind, to long suffer, to be meek, to be under. It won't be an issue for us. Can we begin to pray this evening and trust God? This is how to celebrate this feast in this season. That is the expectation of God. Our captivity will bring us into salvation in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want us to pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray.
Let's pray. We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.